Chapter 7 Van Helsing Finds the Answer. Mina's Diary. 22nd of September, London. My husband, I love that word, and I are now in England. This evening we had a shock. We were walking in Piccadilly, and Jonathan saw a tall, thin man with ugly, sharp, white teeth. "Oh, it is him!" cried my husband. "It is the Count! No, not in England!" Jonathan became very ill, and now he remembers nothing. I am very worried about him, so I read his diary from Transylvania. Oh, if the words are true, then there is a murderer here in London. 25th of September. Oh, 2 days ago, I had a letter from a man called Professor Abraham Van Helsing. He is a doctor and was helping Lucy. He knew I was her best friend, and he gave me bad news. Lucy is dead, and her mother too. How can this have happened? Poor Lucy, and poor Arthur. They buried her yesterday, near Lucy's home in Hampstead Heath in London. It is all so sad. And Jonathan isn't here. He is resting in Whitby this week. Today, Van Helsing came to visit me. He asked me all about Lucy and all about Jonathan's time in Transylvania. I think Van Helsing is a very clever man, and I trust him. I gave him my diary, and my husband's too. He read both, and he thinks that Jonathan's story is true. He looked very worried after he read the diaries. "Thank you," he told me. "Now I understand everything. I must go." What can Van Helsing mean? Who is Count Dracula? Why is he here in London? And what was wrong with Lucy? The London News, 27th of September. Attacks in Hampstead Heath Park. There have been many attacks on young children this week in Hampstead Heath Park. The attacks always happen at night. Parents then find blood on the children's necks, and some of the children become very ill. These children are very frightened and talk of a strange woman with red eyes and sharp teeth. Letter from Professor Van Helsing to Dr. Seward. 27th of September, London. Dear Jack, I did not tell you before of my ideas about Lucy. I did not want to shock you. But I read a story in the London News about a woman. She is attacking children. I think it is Lucy. We buried her, but I feel sure that she is not dead. I think a vampire bat attacked her in Whitby and took blood from her neck. She is a vampire now, and she is drinking the children's blood. I have a plan to stop her. Come as soon as possible. Yours, Abraham Van Helsing. Dr. Seward's Diary. 29th of September, London. When I read Van Helsing's letter, I was angry. Lucy? A vampire? Could it be true? So I went to see him. I saw the children at the hospital, he said. They have the same small round circles on their necks. Then he told me all about Harker and the diaries. We must go to where we buried Lucy, he said. And I have told Arthur Homewood to come too. I was not happy, but I agreed. Last night, we all went to Lucy's tomb. But the tomb was empty. Lucy was gone. We went behind some big trees, and we waited. After waiting for hours in the dark, we saw something. It was Lucy. She looked angry and wild, and she was carrying something. Then we heard a child crying. I shouted, and then Lucy ran away and did not come back. We could not find her or the child, so we went home. Today, in the late afternoon, the three of us went to the tomb again. This time, we had a real shock. When Van Helsing opened the wooden box, she was there. Lucy lay there, as beautiful as ever, but she had blood on her face. She didn't look dead. She looked like she was sleeping. We must kill it, said Van Helsing, looking down at Lucy. Abraham, no! We cannot do that! Cried Arthur. My dear Arthur, Van Helsing said quietly, Lucy is already dead. We must kill the vampire. Arthur looked very sad and said nothing. I think we all understood then. I have read many books about vampires, said Van Helsing. He opened his bag and took out pieces of garlic, a big sharp knife, and a wooden stake. I must put the garlic in her mouth and then cut off her head, he said. And then someone must put this stake through her heart. Oh! Cried Arthur in shock. Then he said quietly, I will do it.